Well, praise God. Amen. Are you blessed? Get a lot of clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. I got to pray for Mark's boy who was supposed to come home. He had a setback, so we're going to pray for him. His name is Matthew. And then Ron, his boy's name is Ron, and we're going to pray for him, okay? Hallelujah. Father God, we stand in your presence right now. I break the spirit of fear off Matthew right now in the name of Jesus. I pray the peace upon Mark and Patty. I thank you and I praise you, Satan, you're not going to win. I bind you right now in Jesus' name. I bind all controlling spirits over him in the name of Jesus. And I release the power of Jesus, the healing anointing, into his throat and throughout his body in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, as I protect Ron's mind right now as he's locked up, Lord. We just protect his mind right now, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory that Satan is not going to steal this man's mind. I bind the spirit of suicide around him in the name of Jesus, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that you're a God that frees. You have come into this world, Lord Jesus Christ, to set the oppressed and the captives free, and we speak in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, taking authority over that spirit around Ron right now. And we set these boys free right now in the mighty name of Jesus. They'll have no more problems. If they turn to you, Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit will rise up in them and bring them to victory. We say these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Someone this week has been having trouble with your... Well, it's not acid, but there's some kind of thing going on down here. It's like an acid, but it's not. And God is healing that in your stomach. Hallelujah. And it also is causing problems in your throat. Sometimes it doesn't burn, but there's something going on, like a pulsation or something in your throat. And God is healing that. Hallelujah. It comes and goes. It's a bothersome thing in a sense, but it's not sore or hurt in your throat, but there's something that goes on here, and it's caused from down here. Hallelujah. So God is healing that right now in Jesus' name. Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
In Jesus' name. Does anybody have those type of problems here? Hallelujah. I knew it was you. Hallelujah. Anybody else? You too, dear? Back here? Hallelujah. See, now it's time to take authority over it, right? If it starts happening again, amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I got to get my things together here. I'm out of focus here or something. That kind of out of focus. Praise you, Jesus. I'm just seeing what I'm supposed to do next year. It's okay. Praise the Lord. Greg, come up here. Hallelujah. Praise you. You can come up here with him if you want to, dear. You want to come with him? Huh? No, I mean you, the wife. I've forgotten your name, dear. I know, Greg.
Ava.
Okay. Sure. You can all come up here. Sure, bring the pew with you if you want to or anything, man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come up here. You, Chris, come up here. Hallelujah. Get behind Greg. I call him Greg as Gregory, but that's... Greg is fine. Hey, you, he answers to anything, doesn't he?
Yes.
Particularly when it's time to eat, right?
Yes.
He comes right, yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. When I start praying and doing things, I want you guys to reach your hands out to him. Okay? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Gregory, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, that you preach the word, be ready in season, out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, and with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears. They will heap up for themselves teachers. You'll be a man of God that's anointed by me, saith the Lord, and you'll come forth out of my heart. For the things I shall place in your spirit shall rise up in you. It shall be a burning, a new fire in you, because your dross is coming out of your life, and you are coming pure into my presence. God says, my son, those things that I have spoken to you way back when, you haven't seen a lot of manifestations, but God says they're going to come rapidly. They're going to come rapidly in your life because of your obedience and because the anointing that's going to rise up in you. And you will come forth as a man of God, and they will call you this because you will be a man of God. You will walk in my footprints. You will be led by my spirit, and demons will run from you when they see my light, saith the Lord, shining through you, my glory resting upon you, the power of my Holy Spirit coming out of you, for your tongue will be changed. It will be changed six times in the time that you are ministering for me. Six times there'll be a change in your tongue. And six times you'll have light and revelation from me and about me, saith the Lord, that you'll bring to the people and cause them to be freed, spirit, soul, and body. So you'll remember this night, and you'll remember this touch, and you'll remember this anointing because I have spoken to you. It'll be a part of your life from this moment forward, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my brother right now, and I anoint him right now and impart into his life, Lord, a fresh anointing, a power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, and he will come into the obedience. He will come into the anointing. He shall rebuke the demons and principalities and powers. He shall come forward as a son of God under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and he shall bring forth that which God has placed in him. It'll no longer be hidden, but it'll be light and revelation coming up out of here. Fire! 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you. She stands by his side, Lord. They will be one in agreement, Lord. And they shall come into the anointing and the presence and the peace, Lord. For her mind will be changed in areas where the Spirit of God comes upon her and breaks the yoke of bondage. And she shall come as a woman of God, anointed of God, called by God, risen by God, to walk in the footprints along with her husband. These two shall bring thousands to me, saith the Lord. For they shall speak, and the wisdom that comes out of them cannot be resisted by the world and by the enemies of God, for they themselves will turn to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I call those things that are not as though they are, and I place it upon her life tonight also in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. When he's ready, he can place that in his hand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whew. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can sit right there and rest. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you blessed? Amen. Praise you, Jesus. You know, as I was praying, you people that had these problems I was talking about, I don't know who, there's two or three of you. It was leaving you when I was praying. The presence of God was touching you as I was praying. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The message tonight God wants to encourage you and bring to you is, with God, all things are possible. You know, there's different anointings in the Bible for pastors, evangelists, a fivefold, and there's peculiar anointings. And the one who is peculiar, God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, they've done many, many peculiar things. And so I don't encourage people to look for feathers. But the reason why people see feathers because of Psalms Psalms 91, it talks about the presence of God, the protection of God. See, Thomas said, I'm not going to believe lest I see. Some people believe in the protection. Some people believe they're anointed. Some people believe and have faith that God is with them and they're protected and they got angels around them. But some people struggle, so they may see a feather. And that's telling you that God's protection is around you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Psalms 91:4. Put that up there if you would, please. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about some peculiar things and how God does strange things. When you see gold on someone's face, I've seen all this. Some people who have not seen it say, and I'm not encouraging people to look for feathers, but I'm telling you, if you at some time feel like that God's gone on vacation and the protection doesn't seem to be there, you may see a feather. And God will say, I'll never forsake nor leave you. There'll be a feather there. I've seen many of them. I've seen gold on people's face. I've seen gold on my wife. I've seen gold on myself. The gold is that Shekinah glory of God that's getting all the dross out of your life, and he's calling you into a place of purity. But his Shekinah glory fills a place, and sometimes that touches a lot of people. It lands on a lot of people. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. See, the Holy Ghost can do more than one thing at once, can't he? So God wants you to know there's a peculiar anointing. And God takes people and sets them aside. One of the things, saints, that no one pays any attention to, we're going to go through some scripture. We'll start off in Matthew 9. Oh, what did I put up there? Oh, you put up there Psalms 91:4. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Some people don't think or believe or have the faith that they are protected. So sometimes God will let you see a feather to know that the angel's around you, that you are under his wings, that he is protecting you, that he'll never leave nor forsake you. This is not somebody saying to you, go on out and look for feathers. No, we look for Jesus. But Thomas said, I ain't going to believe, Lord, I ain't going to believe unless I see. Well, what did Jesus do? He walked through the wall. And he showed his hands and his side and so on and so forth. If you say, I don't believe, I don't feel protected. I feel alone. I feel like, and sometimes this happens in divorced people. Sometimes one will leave and you'll just not feel this. There's something missing here. And even though you love the Lord and you pray and you read the Word of God, you just don't feel protected sometimes. Well, that's the one you will go to and keep speaking it to yourself. And then look, or be aware of. Don't go out and look for feathers, but be aware. I've been sitting in a pew and have them land on my lap. When I was in some kind of battle before there to here, one would land on my lap. Or my wife would give me one, say, look what I just found. Now, I don't make nothing out of this, other than I want to be reinforced that his protection is with me, that his anointing is with me, you see, that I shall cover you with his feather. He shall cover you with his feathers. And under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield. What will be your shield? Truth. Truth. So we have the spirit of truth. We don't want the spirit of error. Truth will be your shield. So you will say every day, I'm blood bought. I'm under the grace of God. My sins are forgiven and forgotten, you see. Hallelujah. And all these, that's truth. That will be your protection. That will be your shield. That will be your protection. The truth that you speak, the truth that you know, the truth that the Word of God gives you, the light that the Word of God gives you, the revelation that the Word of God gives you, you speak that constantly. See, God today can't get people to do peculiar things. Do you know that? We struggle with it. You know why? It doesn't line up with our understanding. I hear all kinds of people on television have ministries and say, God don't do that. Why would God do that? Well, why would God speak through a donkey? That's a peculiar anointing, isn't it? Why would God overpower animals and tell them to go up in Noah's Ark? That's a peculiar anointing. See, we don't believe that we can see a feather, but we believe in the Old Testament, and it wasn't under the law of Moses. It was a peculiar anointing on God that caused manna to come out of heaven. If he can cause manna to come out of heaven, he can't show you a feather? Come on. And I'm not saying if you don't see when you're not saved, and I'm not saying none of that. But some people, when you're talking to people, some people don't feel secure. Some people feel like that God's gone somewhere. You feel like you're going to be robbed at some time, or you, at home when you're by yourself. You battle with a lot of things. Well, this is what you ought to start doing. Start repeating that. Amen? He may not show you a feather. But if he looks at your heart and you're real in fear about a lot of things, I've seen gold all over my wife. I've seen gold all over my steering wheel. I've seen gold on my face. I've seen gold on other people's face. I'm not asking anybody to look for gold. That tells you really, really have come into a presence of God, into the Shekinah glory. And it's kind of rubbed off on you. It's fell on you. If you don't, that doesn't mean you're not in his presence. But sometimes you get so close to God, so close to Jesus, or he gets so close to us in a service, there may be gold released. I one time saw gold all over a lady's face. And she went home, and her husband didn't come to church with her. And she said, "Look at my face." He said, "What did Mayo do, throw sprinklers on you?" Oh, what do you call those things? I don't know what he called them. Huh? Glitter, yeah. That's a better word. "What did Mayo do?" Well, that's the word she used. I just couldn't think of it. "What did Mayo do, throw glitter on you?" See, some people, we got to put God in the box, and he must do it our way, and we must approve of things. Well, God has a very peculiar anointing that comes from Genesis to Revelation. And it has nothing to do with the law of Moses. You know that, the things he done in the Old Testament? It was a sovereign move of God, manna coming out of heaven, water coming out of a rock. That's a sovereign move of God. It had nothing to do with the law. It had nothing to do with the law of Moses. It was a sovereign move of God. It was a peculiar anointing. I mean, you can go to Acts, in the book of Acts, and 120 people spoke in tongues. That's peculiar. And they all heard in their own language. That's peculiar. See, all things are possible with God. I know Mark 9:23 says all things are possible to us if we believe. You know what we're supposed to believe? We're supposed to believe in the testimony of Jesus. That's the spirit of prophecy. Sometimes we read scriptures and we just look at it and agree with it and don't allow the Spirit of God to take us anywhere. Turn, if you would, Steve, to 1 Corinthians 2:10. 1 Corinthians 2:10. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It says, "But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God." How come we don't talk about that? How come we don't let the Spirit of God show us the deep things of God? Because we've fallen into religion. There's a reason why this scripture is here, that the Spirit will show you the deep things of God. If you need to see a feather, he'll show you. If you need to see gold, he'll show you. If you need to have a vision, he'll give it to you. If you need to have a dream, he'll give it to you. If you need to know there's angels around you, he may allow you to see them. These are the deeper things of God. This is on the other side. This is in God. But why don't we talk about the deeper things of God? Why don't we let the Spirit teach us the deeper things of God? You know why? We were raised in religion. We're afraid of it. You see, because it's beyond our understanding. It's way beyond our understanding. So what's beyond our understanding? We have trouble accepting it. And guess what? The people that God fed with manna, they had to go out and get it every day, didn't they? That's a peculiar anointing. God looks for people. See, the apostles were all peculiar. The prophets were all peculiar. I don't know if you know that or not. He had them do peculiar things. I mean, the peculiar anointing is to take a whale and get it prepared and ready to swallow his servant. That's peculiar. My book is peculiar. Just because he was a little disobedient. That's peculiar, saints. It's peculiar to take control of a raven and tell him, I want you to go feed my servant twice a day. But he can't show a feather. He can't show a little gold. He can't show his presence. He can't give signs and wonders. He can't do. God says, I want to teach you, God the Holy Spirit. I want to teach you the deeper things of God. I want to teach you how he operates. Not how you operate, but how he operates. And we've gotten away from it today. We've gotten away from the peculiar things of God. We don't even study the peculiar anointings of God. We've stopped believing that all things are possible with God. It's possible for God, me being born again, for him to change me, to change my soul, to change my mind, to change my physical body. I don't care how bad someone is. I don't care if it's your finance. I don't care what it is. You see? I just kept on pushing on. You know, at one time, I couldn't rub two nickels together. We were broke. And we just kept praying in tongues, just kept moving on with God. And eventually, we got our minds off. I didn't ask him for money. I just kept serving him. I didn't ask him for any. I just kept serving him. I just kept defending the gospel and Jesus and the power of God and the gifts of the Holy Spirit and all that stuff. I just kept on doing it. Yes, I got laughed at. Yes, no one wanted me back for the second time. I didn't care. I knew that God was in my life and God was flowing through me. And I knew that all things are possible with God, and eventually I was going to have my season. But I weren't going to try to figure it out. I wasn't trying to get a hold. God, I want you to show me, Holy Spirit, the deeper things of God. You know why? All things God says he has, he's placed in Jesus. And the Holy Spirit wants to take from Jesus, but it's all peculiar anointings. It's all strange stuff. It's all supernatural, and we have trouble with it. If you are raised one way, I guarantee you, if someone moves in on you with a peculiar anointing, you probably won't believe it. You know, God told me and my wife to go over to Joseph Banks the other day. Remember the day it snowed? Well, the following morning, we just got in the truck and went. Got some gas, went over there, and I walked through the door, and this guy come running up, and he said, "Where's the mail? Oh, my God. I see colors over your head." This is in a store now. He's working there. And I said, "Who are you? You don't remember me?" I said, "No, I remember you." I mean, a guy comes one time, gets a word, you know, I don't see him after that. Well, I was here. He came one Friday night, and I pointed at him, and I said, "Something has left you, but God's going to return it." And there were some other things, too, that he said. Guess what? It was his wife that left him, and his wife came back to him. And he said, "I don't know what brought you up here." I says, "Well, sometimes God gives me assignments, and I don't know why. I just go do it." So we're walking through the store. Now, these people in the store are Christians. My wife is trying to get me to buy a coat, and I said, "I don't want it." It's a top coat, see? It was, I don't know, $400. So the big cheese comes up, and he has this telephone or something, and he shows it to my wife. I said, "What is that?" He said, "I'll give it to you for $99. Well, I guess I can take it for that. Right then, I got grace and favor. All things are possible with God. I wasn't even expecting this. And I had a long talk with this guy. Gave him a hug, man. He told me all about this stuff. Does anybody remember that word that went into that guy's life? There's one, yeah, Jerry, you remember that? Well, he never came back. When I came in that store, man, that guy was on me like a dog on a bone. And my wife was trying to figure out, who is he? And I was doing, I don't know. I'm trying to say, they figured out the same thing. So we had to kind of go around a little bit. And all of a sudden, I realized who it was. I realized I'd given him a word. But he was down that day. And just me walking in there, me praying in tongues before I leave the house, walking in there, I deposited the presence of God in him. Now, people say that's pride and that's bragging. No, that's God. He said, I want to teach you the deeper things of God. We have trouble with it, saints. In 1 John, it says, you have an anointing, he'll teach you all things. That's the Holy Spirit. He wants to teach us the deeper things of God. Not just after you're saved, just keep teaching you about you're saved, you're saved, you're saved, you're saved, you're saved, you're saved. No, he wants to keep you. You know why? You may need to have an experience, a deeper thing, a peculiar anointing hit your physical body that sets your emotions or something free. Just like I just said earlier when I came out here about the throat and the stomach and everything else. To some, that's a peculiar anointing. Well, that's the word of knowledge or wisdom. Well, it could fall into that pile of the cat, but it's also a peculiar. It's peculiar for God, the deeper things of God. You know why we don't experience a lot of things of God? We don't let the Holy Spirit teach us the deeper things of God. We really don't. Everybody here believes that all things are possible with God. Everybody believes in Mark 9:23, all things are possible with what we believe. But you have to believe in the testimony of Jesus. You have to believe in the things that Jesus says. Then it becomes possible. Then it becomes possible to you. Holy Spirit says, I want to teach you the deeper things of God. Amen? Amen. In 1 John 2:27, you can turn there if you want to. But I've said it a number of times. The anointing will teach you all things. What? The deeper things of God. If you want to experience your salvation, he'll teach you about your salvation. God's working in you, you'll experience the salvation on the outside. If you want to experience the mind of Christ, he'll teach you the mind of Christ, which is the deeper things of God. If you want to learn a spiritual gift, the word of knowledge, your wisdom, of faith, the healings and miracles, he'll teach you. That's a deeper thing. That's separated from you. That's a deeper thing in God. He'll teach you that. If you can't get healed emotionally, he'll teach you how to get healed. It'll take a peculiar anointing to hit your soulish area, your emotions. You know that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we see God doing all kinds of peculiar things. Speaking through a donkey. Causing 120 people at one time to all speak in tongues and everybody hearing their own language. No training, no books, no teaching, no school. The Spirit of God came in. To some people, that's peculiar. You know why? They're all talking in a heavenly language. No one knows what anybody else is saying. Except for the ones out here, they're all receiving in their own language. That's a peculiar anointing. A peculiar anointing will change your life, will get you to experience God. Do you know that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jesus walked in a peculiar anointing all his life. Why would he wait 4 days for someone to get dead and then go raise him from the dead? You know why? He knew he could do it. Jesus walked in peculiar anointings. The Father God did all kinds of peculiar things. I mean, if you just stop for a minute and say, he took a whale, gave a whale an assignment to swallow Jonah. If that ain't peculiar, he gives a man an assignment to build an ark, and he gets all those animals to walk up the plank, who are enemies, who are going to live together with each other. Think about it. Do we really believe that all things are possible with God? Then how come we can't get him the Holy Spirit to show us deeper things, peculiar things that's in us in the Holy Spirit. You know why? We're so natural people. We're so driven by our five senses. And God wants to show all of us here tonight, or at least stir that up so you'll have a desire to want to know or learn the peculiar things of God. Because it's for everybody here. Everybody here. So what are you going to do? You got to get yourself, your mind off himself. When me and my wife didn't have absolutely nothing, we never complained or got ourselves on our mind on ourselves. We just kept praying in tongues and confessing the Word of God. Eventually, God turned it around. I didn't know when it was going to happen, but it happened. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For God to bless Abraham, this is before the law now. He ain't going to do the law. This is before the law. God to bless Abraham and then turn around to us and say, if you're in Christ, you can receive the blessings of Abraham. Now, that's peculiar. Why would we want to identify with someone way back before the law that was taught the gospel, by the way? And he says, it's peculiar. But this is how you're going to get blessed, by identifying with Jesus. He's your seed in Abraham. And you and I, our faith, we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Now we're qualified for Abraham's blessings. But sometimes our flesh gets in unforgiveness. Sometimes our flesh is walks in lack of mercy. Mercy's a gift. And sometimes we don't forgive people and so on and so forth. It stops the flow of God's blessings. Because God wants the Holy Spirit to control your physical body, to control your thinking eventually. So we all go through a process. But guess what? That's peculiar. To take a man before the law and say, now, you can get Abraham's blessings. You've accepted me as Lord and Savior, you can get it. That's peculiar to me. Why can't he just do it up front? No, he's connected all the way back to Abraham. It has nothing to do with the law. Manna has nothing to do with the law. Water coming out of the rock has nothing to do with the law. It's a sovereign move of God. Speaking through a donkey has nothing to do with the law. It's a sovereign move of God. It's a peculiar anointing. 120 speaking in tongues. It has nothing to do with it. It's a peculiar anointing. You know what it is? We struggle so much with ourselves. We have so many battles with ourselves. And then it becomes, the devil wants us to become, it's all about us. God, if you'll just fix this, Lord. Do this over here. When am I going to get this gone? How come this ain't happening, God? If you just shut your mouth and occupy, it'll happen. That's what you got to do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Say, God is building faith in his protection over me, my family, my finances, my grandkids. You have a protection. When I walked in that store, listen, saints, I'm not saying this. That man said he saw blue over my head. Well, I didn't have a mirror and say, oh, yeah, there it is. I didn't care. But when I got home, I sat there and I said, thank you, Jesus. Not for letting him see that, but to assure me, to give me some faith that I have a protection around me. When I walk into a store, when I walk in here, when I walk in there, and if they don't see it, it's still there. Maybe I'll get a feather. See, that's all peculiar stuff, saints. Everything you see God do from Genesis to Revelation is peculiar. It's really peculiar. And he says, I'm trying to find people that I can bring underneath my wing who are peculiar, who accept peculiar things, who accept the deep things of God, who will listen to the Holy Spirit, who have a desire in them. It's peculiar for Peter to be sitting on a roof in a trance, and God let a sheet down with animals and tells Peter to kill them and eat. And Peter argues with God, says, I ain't doing that. That's a peculiar anointing. To have Peter walking down the street with a shadow so heavy of the presence of Jesus that people are being dragged out into the shadow to get healed. You find that from Genesis to Revelation. Amen? Turn to Matthew 14, if you would, Steve, please. Well, I'll jump up to, let me see. I'll start at 22, Matthew 14, 22. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples go into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And I'm just reading down through some scriptures here. Now, when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by waves, for the wind was contrary. Now, verse 25, now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. If that ain't peculiar to the natural mind, someone walking on water. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a ghost. They cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid. Then Peter answered, now listen, saints, everybody says, I can walk on water. The only way you can walk on water is if Jesus calls you out into the water. See, we all say, I'm going to be a water walker. We've heard those messages. Well, Jesus called Peter out into the water. If he calls you into the supernatural, you'll walk in the supernatural. If he calls you in the deeper things of God, you'll walk in the deeper things of God. If he calls you out in the water, you'll walk on the water. If he says, come up here, you'll take a trip to heaven and a return with a testimony about heaven and Jesus and the angels and everything. Like he said to Paul, come on up here. And everybody was concerned. Was you in your body or out of your body? Paul said, who cares? I don't know. I don't even know what is ours in or out. And we all want details. Well, did your flesh go with you? And he said, I don't know. What difference does it make? But I went to heaven. If he says, come up there, you can pray and pray and pray and ask to go to heaven. Guess what? If he says, come up there, you'll come up there. And there'll be angels next to you to escort you, whether in the flesh or out of the flesh, and you'll go to heaven. If he says, here comes a vision, here comes a vision. The Holy Spirit says, I want to teach you the deeper things of God. So Jesus is peculiar. He's walking on the water. So everybody says, I'm going to be a water walker. I've heard them messages 10 times. Well, the whole thing about it is, Jesus called Peter out in the water. Can you walk in the supernatural and keep your eyes on Jesus? Because if you can't, you're going under. Now, he'll pull you up, but you're going under. If something frightens you when you're ministering the gospel, you're ministering the name of Jesus, you say, you need to keep your eyes on Jesus. Where he called you, you will go. Where he called you, you'll go. Hallelujah. Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. See, if you are a supernatural God, if you want to teach me the deeper things of you, Lord, let your Holy Spirit, I give myself over. I give my free will over. I give my tongue over. I give my mind over. I give myself over to you. Now we're going to start being trained by the Holy Spirit, and we're going to get little glimpses in the glory. We're going to start seeing supernatural things. God will show you something small to see if you believe it. At first you may say, I bind you, Satan. And then you'll realize it's God. Alan was sharing with me that he was driving through Black Forest with his wife and he saw an angel. And they turned around and came back and it was gone. It wasn't there. There's a reason why Alan saw this. He may not have the whole picture, but there's a reason why. That's peculiar, you see, but angels are about us all the time. But he showed Alan that for a reason. Someday, 6 months, 1 month, 1 week, six years, I don't know. He'll know why he saw that angel. Because God said to Peter, Jesus said to Peter, come on out here. And the whole thing about the supernatural, the deep things of God, when you and I are called there, there's always things that frighten us. There's always things that get us off from the supernatural, the call, the peculiar anointing, onto something else. The devil will be after you all the time. Throw a thought in your mind. You're going too far. People are going to laugh at you. You know it's very hard for people in the body of Christ, Pentecostal people, to share with another person, you know something? I saw a fireball. Yeah, right. See, I was told when I was young to stay away from you kind of people. That's the devil trying to steal somebody from the peculiar anointing on a person that they can experience the deeper things of God. That's the reason why we have many, many denominations. If you can think about it just for a second, I keep repeating this because there ain't no point going any further in that there's 120 people up in the room and they all spoke in tongues. Never had a book, never was taught anything. You would think they'd say, I ain't speaking in that. I don't understand what I'm saying. They just started speaking in tongues and the people heard themselves and tongues of fire came on them. They heard their own language. Think about it. That's peculiar. You know something? That gift is still around, but people don't walk in that peculiar anointing. Where you can speak in tongues, whether it be Africa, whether it be down the street, whether it be someone foreign, to speak in tongues and let them hear in their own language. That's still a gift. That's still around. That's still in God. You see, we have, I can remember one time I was preaching in a church. I took my leg off, my plastic leg. And I sat in the chair, and I started, and God said, speak in tongues. I started speaking in tongues. Didn't know what I was doing. She'd been obedient. I was speaking in tongues, and all of a sudden, I opened my eyes. I looked up, and there was a woman standing there. I said, can I help you? She said, you just called me down here. She was an Apache. There was a number of Indian nations that, in that particular service, and she said, you just called me down here. So I said, God, what is that all about? Hallelujah. Well, I ministered to her, to make a long story short and everything else, and she was blessed and what have you and everything else. I gave her a word, and it was about something about her family, and God delivered her and set her free from some things that were controlling her. And she'd have never been free if I wasn't obedient. Sat in a chair, took my plastic leg off, and just sat there. Everybody looking at me and just started praying in tongues. I can imagine some people say, there's no interpretation. Well, that means you don't know there's different kinds of tongues. Hallelujah. And Peter answered him, said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. Verse 29, so he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind, the boisterous, he was afraid of beginning. See, that's what happens when you get into the supernatural. Believe me, saints, when God calls you into the deep, calls you into the supernatural, when the Holy Spirit starts showing you deeper things, there's going to be, the enemy's going to try every trick of the book. You remember when Paul said, I got there earlier, but Satan hindered me? He's going to try to hinder you. And God's going to allow it to see if you'll push in, to see if you'll keep on walking, to see if you'll keep on flowing in the peculiar anointings, to see if you'll keep on desiring it. Or has fear shut everything down? I ain't doing that no more. I almost wet my pants. It is frightening to get in the presence of God. You know that? Daniel said, I was in the presence of God so long I was sick in my body for days. You know something I was telling somebody the other day? You better be right with God if he calls you into the presence. See, a lot of things in our flesh can't withstand only a certain amount of anointing. We just think, your spirit can go any, a lot of places, born again spirit, but your flesh, we got all this droth in us, and God wants to turn the fire up and get all this stuff cleaned out of us. You know that? I got it. You got it. I'm not above you. We all got it. I've told people time and time again, I preach on Sunday and quit on Monday. You know how many times I quit this week? No, I just want you to know I'm a human being and I go through all kinds of battles. There ain't no point in this, God. God don't sit down and argue with me. He does this little number. I don't see the finger, but he goes. What he's doing, he's standing in my prayer room. Come in here. You got to get over your flesh. That's your flesh complaining and whining. You just don't want to pay the price no more. Well, my body hurts, God. See, I was experienced when I was spoken tonight, the gut and the throat and the whole thing. Geez, ain't there an easy way? Write me a letter. Ain't there an easy way of doing this? When you have your own problems in your physical body, but now God says, I want you to feel. Because Jesus felt everything on the cross. Can I really go in that peculiar anointing and feel people's hurts? I mean, really feel their hurts. Everybody says, absolutely. Well, good. Let God call you out into those hurts and that peculiar anointing. You know what will happen at first? You'll diagnose yourself. I think that's cancer. I think the MS is coming back. We'll start diagnosing ourselves, and all of a sudden, our mind will give our body permission to get sick. You know why? We went to the spirit of error instead of the spirit of truth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Gregory's going to experience this. He has experienced a lot of it. He's going to experience more. Because he's thinking about going to the Philippines. He's going to have to be careful, him and his wife. He's calling him to the Philippines. He may go for 30 days, 60 days, 60, I don't know. That's between him and God. But the point being is, there's going to be times when he's going to think, I never should have came here. This is not what God told me to do. And you have fear about this. Oh, this won't happen. That won't work. And if it was God was in this, everything would be working. No, it wouldn't. He'll be in some of the biggest mind battles. Hallelujah. Amen. Peter got his sight on something else. And anybody who's called into the deep things of God, the devil will try to get your mind and sight on different things. If anything, get you off from Jesus. Get you away from the one who called you out there. Get you away from the one who's trying to teach you the deep things of God. You will battle all kinds of things. And many, many, many thousands of pastors and preachers and different anointings quit because of that. Because they have no understanding from the Spirit of God within them that this is necessary. And so we'll always look, the flesh will always look for somewhere out. I'm going to go do something else. I one time said, God, why don't you just get me a job over the Air Force Academy with good hourly rate, and I'll just forget this whole thing. And I was talking to 18 pastors, and one guy said, you need to repent. Well, it was true. I said, God, I'm sorry. Because I had, like David, you have a heart for God, but you don't have the heart for the punishment and the hurts and the hindrances and the mind battles and all that stuff. We don't have a heart for that. We have a heart for God. That all has to be changed. Amen? Hallelujah. Always remember this message, saints. God has all kinds of peculiar anointings. He demonstrated them. Jesus demonstrated them. And when he calls you, whatever anointing, now he can add the anointing on, you know, if you're anointed for a pastor, you can get the anointing of an evangelist. He can add to that, you see. But just to hang on to the first anointing, you see, your eyes will wander, your five senses will get on this, it'll get on that. And boy, you better be a praying person. You better pray in tongues. You better speak the word of God. You better say, Jesus, help me. Because your eyes will get on numbers of things, different things, and it got nothing to do with God. And the minute it does, you'll start going down. He'll never forsake to leave you. He'll be there with you. He'll pull you up if you say, Jesus, help me. That's the key, saints. Amen? Well, praise God. Give it a lot of clap offering. Hallelujah. There is so much available to us, saints. The whole battle is every time God does something, it's peculiar. It's different. Can you imagine Moses saying, God said he's going to cause manna to come out of heaven to feed you? Can you imagine what was going through their minds? A peculiar anointing is for Jesus to sit there and say, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you can't be a part of me. If it was back then with no Bible, you'd say, this guy's a nut. It's cannibalism. Now you've got the Bible, we understand what that says. We understand what that means. But that's pretty peculiar for him to say it to a bunch of people with no teachings whatsoever to speak of. He's going to teach you. You see, you can know this Bible from Genesis to Revelation, but when God calls you in the deeper things of God, it's another whole thing. It ain't what you know, you see. It was what he's going to teach you. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're coming up on 12. We're going to have an anointing service on Sunday after this coming Sunday. Sunday's Christmas, the 1st of January. And we're going to pray for everybody's, we call it the Golden Anointing Oil Service, and we're going to pray for everybody's finances. Jeff's back there going, does anybody else feel like you want your... Well, if you go to another church, I'm just saying, you'll have to come by Sunday morning if you want to get prayed. I'm not going to send it over to you. And I'm not asking you to come here and join it. I say, if you want prayer for your finances, you need to come here January 1, 10:30. Say 10:30. Good, I won't be here. Hallelujah. We've been doing this for years. Well, a lot of people say, well, I've had that done 3 or 4 times, and it ain't worked for me. Well, it didn't work for me and Betty at first, but it works for us now. Amen. I feel like Caleb. I got a promise 40 years ago, and now I'm just starting to receive it. Amen. That's kind of peculiar. God said something because everybody says, now listen, if the prophet says something, it don't come to pass. He's a false prophet. What are you supposed to be telling when Caleb got the message about the land? It didn't happen for 40 years later. He was 80 years old. Was that a false prophet? Isaiah saw it down through time, all the time. And he would say things. Was he a false prophet? He was saying things he never saw come to pass. He saw the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. He saw the suffering of Jesus. What do you suppose they were thinking about him? This guy is really... That's a peculiar anointing to show Isaiah down through time, to show him the cross, the suffering, and everything else, but he actually never saw it. He didn't actually see it come to pass. Hallelujah. Well, it's time to play. I ain't going to play them tonight. I don't want to do it. I quit. I'm going home. Hallelujah. I want you to know, saints, if you don't think you're going to be in a battle, you ain't walking in your calling. The reason why I share these things all the time is because God's called many people. He loves us, but sometimes our eyes are on other things. We're in such battles, we just don't believe it's God. If you can hang in there by faith, and just occupy your mind with the Word of God, just occupy, it will come to pass. It will happen, saints, because God is faithful, and God loves us. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Did you want something, dear? Yes. Oh, I know. Yeah. It's nothing but a bunch of greed. Some people don't know this or don't like when I say this, but gold is one of the biggest bubbles and things that's going to happen next. I'm not saying it's going to drop to 100, but I'm telling you, I really believe it's one of the biggest ripoffs there is. If you bought gold at 13 and it dropped to 7, you got some gold, but you can't get nothing for it except 700. You know what the best thing is? Is get a peculiar anointing. Let the Holy Spirit take you into deeper things of God so you can get it transferred from Abraham through you into your life as a Christian. Hallelujah. Amen? Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Remember now, don't get your eyes on nothing else but Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. If you don't, you're going down. If you get it on complaining, if you get it on God don't love me, this ain't ever going to happen, you're going down. Now, he'll be there to pull you back up, but you may not want to walk back into that again. You may be so discouraged about your life and about things that are going on that you may not want to walk back in there again. This is real, saints. This is real stuff. You know, in Baghdad, the money thing, eventually that's going to go up. We got to get the American troops out of there. Then they got to kill each other for a while. And then the money change, the money will go up. The thing will change. I know it will. Huh? It will. But you and I can stand on our heads. We can stand in a circle. We can agree. It's going to do it when God says it's going to be done. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. God's allowing some of those Christians that accepted Jesus when all those troops are in there to get strong. It's going to change that country. See, I'm not looking for the Muslims to take over. I'm looking for God to take over. God loves them as well as he loves us. But I'm going to see God take over. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We're going to keep our eyes on you. We thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit's going to show us the deeper things. We know that all things are possible with you, Lord. All things are possible with you, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, you can turn anything around. And nothing is too late for you, Lord Jesus. You're a God of signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord Jesus Christ. The things you've done in, back over there, Lord, in Genesis and other places, you can do today, Lord. We just thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus Christ, that we want to walk on the water if you call us out there. We want to be called out into them peculiar anointings. We want to be called out into the original calling, Lord. We want to be called into your presence, Lord Jesus. We want callings that come up to heaven, Lord. We want callings that come into visions and dreams, Lord. If you can see our heart, Father God, and you can trust us, Lord, we want to have faith in you, Lord Jesus Christ. And when you appear, Lord, or something comes from your word, Lord, or the deeper things of God arises in us, Lord, we want to experience it, Lord, so we can release that into other people, Lord, and set the captives free, the body of Christ. We know that you are the head, Lord Jesus Christ, and we know that we should check out with the head before the body does anything. We give you praise and honor and glory tonight, Lord, for your touch, your anointing that's going to touch these people in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If anybody needs prayer tonight, then I want you to get out of your chair. Come up here. Don't even think about it. Come up here if you want prayer. Right now, don't even think about it. Just come up here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Does anybody have any trouble with cramps off and on? Anybody in here have any trouble with cramps off and on? Anybody? Oh, back there. Okay. Then come up here, dear. That's why I called that out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. If you people just kind of step up a little closer, if you would, please. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your presence, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We thank you we can do nothing without you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that everyone here will be touched. Everyone here will be revived. Everyone here will have an awakening to peculiar anointings, to their calling, Lord. Everyone here will have an experience with the deeper things of you, Lord Jesus Christ. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that we have preached your word. Now we expect the manifestation of you to bring it forth in these people's lives, Lord, for the hunger that's in their hearts for you, Lord Jesus Christ. You must touch it, Lord, and feed it, Lord Jesus Christ, and bring it to pass for your glory in the blessed holy name of Jesus. I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Oh, presence of the Holy Spirit, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' holy name, in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. Pray. Ooh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. I touch her with the healing touch of Jesus. All through her stomach, the healing touch of Jesus. I release my faith in you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. You see who that is, Randa? It just stopped. Okay. Father God, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Raise your hands, guys. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. God says, my son, as many times you've been on a merry-go-round, you just don't seem to, it's sickening to you. But God says it stopped as of tonight. It stopped as of tonight. You're going to come forward and you're going to find my highway because I'm going to give you light and revelation from my word and wisdom from my word that's going to give you direction as to what you should do. And God says he expects you to be obedient when he gives you the direction because that will lead you in the deeper things of God. That will lead you into your calling and your anointing. That will lead you into that peculiar anointing that God wants to rise up in you and cause and take authority by allowing the mind of Christ to come into you. Allowing the mind of Christ. And God wants to just take authority over spirit, soul, and body and lead you into deeper things of God. God says tonight there'll be a peace. God says tonight there'll be a refreshing. God says tonight that your mind will be at peace like it hasn't been for a long, long time. Tonight your mind will be at peace like it hasn't been. So, Father God, we thank you and we praise you for the peace of God, Lord, that will light upon my brother, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hi. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, this little one. Oh, thank you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Did you feel that? We'll give Dad a little more here. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Right here, the Holy Spirit. Fire! Fire! Fire in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I speak peace into my sister, Lord, right now. I thank and I praise you. There has been great travelings in areas of war and just warring in your own mind with thoughts, and there don't seem to be any direction in. And there's been a lot of things that have come into your thinking, and it's almost tried to control you. But God says, tonight, my daughter, you'll not have those thoughts. You'll be free. He's freeing your mind. He's freeing you, spirit, soul, and body, tonight. You'll have a good night's sleep, and you'll have a freedom like you've never had before. The peace of God will fall upon you and cause you to realize that the love of God is in you and rising up out of you. And you're going to have great desires that come into your life. And God says, the Spirit of truth will be with you to guide you into the ones that I have chosen for your life. There's going to be many. There's going to be many. It's almost like God has given you choices, but when you make that choice, then he expects you to be committed to it by the Holy Spirit. So God's going to give you choices, and when you choose, God's going to anoint that. When you choose what you want to do on this earth for my glory, saith the Lord, God says he's going to anoint it. He's going to anoint it. You can't be all over the place like a Ouija board. You can't be all over the place. God says pick and choose and walk in your anointing for my glory, saith the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch you right now, Lord. And I thank you for the impartation of the Holy Spirit upon her. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Refreshing peace, refreshing. Hallelujah. Refreshing, refreshing. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise.
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Presence of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise your Lord. No, you can stay there. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Fire! Fire!
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Fire! Fire! Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Fire! Fire! Fire in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, let the glory fall on your daughter. Let the glory fall on your daughter. Fire! Fire! Hallelujah! Yeah. Yeah, bet. Fire! Fire! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. See, some people say, well, I don't know about that. Well, we just talked about peculiar. If you want to get peculiar for God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Fire! Fire! In Jesus' name. Fire! Fire! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Fire! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Fire! Fire in Jesus' name. Power! Fire! Anointing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Fire! In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Now we'll worship him a little bit. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Yeah, give a lot of clap offering. Hallelujah. Go 9 in the black. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Fire! 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 Fire in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the way to the other side, saints. Hallelujah. Amen. Shake someone's hand, say something nice. Hallelujah.